The latest round of PG&E power shutoffs have had many Bay Area residents looking to back up generators, solar power, and any number of options to keep their lights out. But it turns out the solution might be sitting in your garage right now. We are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Severin Borenstein, faculty director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, who used his car to keep his lights on. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Well, it's a simple device. It's called an inverter that can be connected to your car battery and convert the 12-volt power in your car battery to 110-volt power that your house runs on, and then plug in an extension cord. It doesn't give you a lot of power. Ours, we have a 1,000-watt inverter, which is about as large as you can hook up to most cars. And what that will do is power your refrigerator, freezer, let you charge your devices, turn on a few efficient LED lights, and so forth. And it works.
Is this one of those stories that we need to put an asterisk next to and say, you do this only if you know what you're doing with electricity?
Well, you need to be careful. Most people know how to jump a car when the car battery's dead. Basically, it requires the same set of skills. You're connecting this inverter to your car battery. Beyond that, you're plugging in an extension cord to your to the inverter, and most people know how to do that. You definitely do have to be careful. The car needs to continue to idle because otherwise you will run down the battery, and you can't have it in your garage. You got to have it outside of your garage because, of course, you don't want to have carbon monoxide poisoning. But if you have a car that you can pull up close to your house, these inverters, the one I bought, cost about $180, so it's a lot less than a generator, and certainly a lot less than buying a big battery, a power wall, and a solar system. It's not an ideal solution in that your car is sitting there idling, and it's putting out some pollution, of course, although probably less than a generator, and it's sitting there running. But if we're going to have occasional outages, and what we did is run this about 4 hours a day to hard freeze our freezer again and charge our devices. Seems like a pretty reasonable alternative.
So you didn't run out of gas? Your car didn't run out of gas?
Not even close. In fact, the gas tank didn't show any change at all. I looked this up, and it sounds like for the Honda Odyssey we were idling, it probably burns a gallon of gas every 6 hours or so. So you're not going to go through a lot of gas. It's still a lot more expensive than the electricity if we could buy that from the utility, but it's an alternative if you don't have power.
Severin, as an energy expert, I'm imagining that you are hearing from a lot of people asking, you know, what do I do to prepare myself for the next time? I mean, what you're talking about is kind of a makeshift fix there. What do you think people are going to do for the long haul?
Well, I hope we won't have to worry about this much in the long haul. I think for the next few years, we are going to have these occasional outages. Those winds last weekend were truly scary, and I think it made sense to shut down some of the power. But I hope we are going to harden the grid, do better monitoring, do better vegetation management, so that the problem is going to get handled by the utility and not by us. But I think for a few years, we are going to have these problems, and so I'm looking for interim solutions that will let me get through during those times, and this seemed like a cost-effective one.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us. Severin Borenstein, faculty director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.